This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
George Gillum joins me live in studio with Christina Lopez-Gattardi from the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia. George, have you ever seen anything so crazy with this recount? Isn't it fun?
It's just another election.
just another vote count. That's all it is. How about Larry Sabato? Did you see? Have you checked his numbers? Larry, that was scary.
He
was off by a point. One electoral vote. Larry said the final vote, he predicted 364 to 174 in favor of Obama. It was 365 to 173. That's amazing, isn't it?
Larry's good.
Speaking of good, the Miller Center of Public Affairs has lots of good stuff. Tell us what's going on over there this month.
Well, we are hitting hard intelligence and foreign policy related topics, Coy. On Friday of this week, we have Michael Dobbs, who is a longtime investigative reporter for the Washington Post, done important stories on State Department foreign policy, has done a terrific book on one of the landmarks of American foreign policy, the Cuban Missile Crisis that confronted John F. Kennedy soon after he came into office, and of course was a tribute to his coolness under fire and his ability to sort of stay above the passions of some of the military leaders. Then on Monday, a week from today, we have another in our series on the way the intelligence community works. Much has been made over breakdowns in communications between the FBI and the CIA. And in fact, Lawrence Wright has written a book about how breakdowns in communication may very well have contributed to not picking up on the 9/11 attacks before they happened. And so Phil Mudd, who used to run counterterrorism for the CIA and is now running counterterrorism for the FBI, is going to be speaking at the Miller Center a week from today at 11 o'clock in the morning, free, open to the public, no reservations required, about interagency relationships in the intelligence community and what they're doing to open up those lines of communication. And then on Wednesday, the 19th, 2 days later, James Bamford, who's got the hot book this fall, called The Shadow Factory, the ultra-secret NSA from 9/11 to the eavesdropping on America. James Bamford will be here on Wednesday, the 19th at 11 in the morning.
This is the reporter who found the folks who were listening in on American phone calls from overseas and
yes,
who admitted, yeah, we weren't listening to terrorists. We were listening to, you know, American soldiers talking to their wives. I mean, the most intimate personal stuff having nothing to do with terrorism.
Yes.
And he's coming here to Charlottesville the Miller Center?
He's coming here to speak.
You get some good folks. I'm impressed. I'm always impressed when y'all come in. Gosh.
Then Christina has a wonderful program coming up.
We're talking later with George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Gattardi from the Miller Center of Public Affairs, online at millercenter.org.
On Friday, November 21st at 11 a.m., we have Jennifer McCoy she's director of the America's program at the Carter Center in Atlanta, and she's also a professor of political science at Georgia State University. She's going to be coming to speak about Venezuela under Chavez, since he took power over a decade ago, to talk about changes under his leadership. She's got quite an interesting perspective because in addition to her expertise in this area, she's also accompanied the Carter Center on a number of election monitoring missions throughout Latin America. And so she has a very wide view on Latin America.
That'll be great because so much of the news of what we get from Venezuela is just sort of makes him into a caricature, you know, and not really a real person, but just some third world dictator type. And
that's
it'd be
right.
Nice to actually find out what's really going on.
Yeah, and she's got a real sense, obviously, of the history of the country, and so she'll be able to give us an interesting view on what's been going on there.
Great, great. And when is that one again?
That's Friday, next Friday, November 21st, again at 11 a.m.
So all of this is just in the next few days, in the next couple
of
weeks.
That's right.
Next couple of weeks.
Wow.
You know, to dispel a myth that seems to be pervasive. We've done some looking into where do Americans really get their imported oil. Do you know what the big suppliers of imported oil are?
To America?
Yeah, politicians are always saying we've got to stop filling the pockets of foreign dictators and those who are hostile to it.
Foreign dictators who then turn around and give that money to terrorists who fight us. Yeah.
Where do we get our oil?
Saudi Arabia. Do we still get a lot from Venezuela? Russia? Don't we still get some from Russia?
Number one country that we get oil from is Canada.
Are you serious? I had no idea. That's not just
like top five. I mean, it's up there. I just don't know where.
And it's not just coming through Canada from somewhere else. No, it's drilled in Canada.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the second
I
most
had no idea. That's amazing.
Is Saudi Arabia. And then the third, what would be number three, would you guess? Mexico.
You're kidding. I wouldn't have guessed any of that.
So Latin America matters.
Yeah. Latin America matters a lot. We do import some oil from Venezuela. We import some from Nigeria. We import some from Russia. We import some. We hope to be importing some from Iraq. We should be importing some from Iran. But the major suppliers to the United States
That's
are people that are very friendly to us.
That's mm-hmm. really fascinating. Yeah. And I came across some obscure fact that the last, because we're all talking about the Great Depression now, but when the during the Great Depression, we were the world's largest exporter of oil. And we were not currently at war with anyone. We were the exporter of oil. It was all coming from us. Hmm. It was interesting. So
these questions about what's going on in Latin America are very important. And with Cristina Lopez-Gottardi's leadership, we are putting on a number of programs in this area.
Fantastic. Give us a preview of the beyond the holidays now, looking out into 2009, some of the big headline events next year.
Oh, gracious.
I'm sorry to spring that on you.
Working on that.
It's coming together.
It's coming together. We are, as you know, we're sponsoring four great debates on major topics confronting America. We are going, for example, on February 21st to be doing a debate that'll be on PBS at the spring meet or the winter meeting of the National Governors Association. And our live audience will be the governors from the 50 states.
Wow.
And we're going to be debating the need to spend a lot of money on bridges and highways as part of some infrastructure replacement that the United States needs. Now, right now, that program is under consideration as part of a stimulus package, but it has been debated recently by governors and by the Congress over whose responsibility ought it to be to fix bridges and highways and tunnels. Should this be a state responsibility or a federal responsibility? And so we're going to be debating that. Leading up to that debate, we're going to be having some speakers at the Miller Center who will introduce the topic from several different perspectives. And we'll be doing that throughout the spring in connection with these debates we're putting on.
We're talking with George Gillum and Cristina Lopez-Gottardi from the Miller Center. That is a fascinating debate. And then you have examples like in Virginia where even the state is sort of passing that responsibility down to the local and regional level and saying, you want better roads, Northern Virginia? Do your own taxes and make your better roads.
Well, nobody has any money.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
You know, most of these problems could be solved pretty easily if there were sufficient funds. Nobody wants to raise taxes. And it's particularly understandable in a time when people are really feeling pinched.
Absolutely, yeah.
As Calvin Coolidge famously said, when more and more people are thrown out of work, unemployment results.
It just naturally follows, doesn't it?
That's right.
And we're having an increase in unemployment. These are very, very tough times for people, very tough times for those levels of government, state and local, that are constitutionally required to have a balanced budget.
So
it's very easy to look to the federal government, which within certain limits can run at a deficit and can print more money. Now, we've been doing a lot of that recently. And
now there's real fears that we'll crash the dollar.
Real fears will crash the dollar. Suppose that when you went to the reading of Granddaddy's will, instead of his leaving you enough money to pay for your children's college or to pay off the mortgage on your house out of that insurance policy he's been paying on for years. Supposing that you open the will and it said, grandfather has left you an obligation of $40,000.
You've inherited a debt.
You have inherited a debt, and there's no way you can get out of it. That is really what... That's what's happening.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of concern about it, and obviously this enters into every conversation about what should be government's responsibility.
Well, thank goodness for you good folks at the Miller Center of Public Affairs who can bring these smart people in here to Charlottesville, and we can have these conversations as a community and perhaps better understand all this stuff, what's going on.
That's our goal, Coy.
There you go. George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Gattardi, you can get more information about all of these upcoming events online at millercenter.org. Thank you both very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.